Good morning. Light snow moved into interior New York and New England overnight, and most of the region has a fresh coating of snow on the ground as we head into the morning drive. Snow will continue to fall steadily and at times moderately through the morning as a low pressure center tracks from northern Virginia through New Jersey and south of Long Island. As milder air flows in over the top of the sub-freezing air at the surface, sleet and freezing rain will be common from the southern Catskills to the mid and lower Hudson Valley, New England, south of I-90 into the middle of the day, while the rest of the region will continue to get snow later this afternoon and into the early evening hours as the storm center tracks to the east of Cape Cod. While snow will be ongoing into the evening commute, it will become more intermittent shortly after this time and taper off completely into the evening hours. Storm total accumulations will be heaviest in the northern Catskills, the I-88 corridor, the Mohawk Valley and Greater Capital District, north to Glens Falls, southern Vermont, and Massachusetts north of I-90. In these locations, 4 to 6 inches of snow can be expected with localized higher amounts. In the southern Catskills, the mid and lower Hudson Valley, and Connecticut, there will be 1 to 3 inches of snow and sleet, and also the risk of some ice accretion due to freezing rain. To the north and farther away from the storm center, we can expect a general snowfall of 2 to 3 inches in the Adirondacks, the Champlain Valley, and the central and northern parts of Vermont. High temperatures today will be in the lower 30s. It'll continue to dry out tonight with skies becoming partly cloudy and lows will be around 20 as the storm moves into the Canadian Maritimes. This will set us up for a quiet start to the day on Wednesday. Skies will be partly sunny and temperatures will climb into the lower 30s. Then an Arctic front will blow through the region, shifting the wind to the north and west, and it will become gusty. Temperatures will start to drop the second half of the day, and we'll see scattered snow showers and some heavier bursts of rain and snow squalls accompanying the Arctic front, especially downwind of Lake Ontario. A quick coating up to another inch of snow will be possible with these squalls in some spots. This will usher in Arctic air, which will be with us for the rest of the week. High pressure will build in on Thursday, and with a mix of sun and clouds, high temperatures will stay in the teens. It'll go down to zero on Thursday night, and with mostly sunny skies, only make it back to the lower 20s on Friday. It looks like we'll extend this dry stretch of weather into the weekend with moderating temperatures, mostly sunny, lower 30s on Saturday, and a mix of sun and clouds into the upper 30s on Sunday. Right now, it looks like we'll top out close to 40 with a mix of sun and clouds and high pressure in control on Monday of next week. At Mount Washington this morning, 80 miles visibility under cloudy skies and 13 degrees with a west wind at 36 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, clear and 26 below zero. In Albany on the hour, 1 mile visibility and light snow and fog, 26 degrees, the dew point 22, a north wind at 7 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.04 inches and falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 90 degrees at Brownsville, Texas, to a low of 24 below zero at Copper Basin, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, cloudy with rain in the mid-30s, Boston, snow, mixed with sleet and freezing rain, with highs in the lower to mid-30s, 2 to 4 inches of snow and sleet expected, and in Buffalo, light snow, 1 to 2 inches with highs in the lower to mid-30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 34 degrees, the low 25, the average temperature 30, that's 2 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, no snowfall, 24.5 inches for the month up until midnight, which is 18.4 inches above normal, and 26.8 inches for the season, which is 17.6 inches of snow above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 35 degrees, the average low 21. The record high 59 set in 1984, and the record low 8 below zero in 1942. Sunrise this morning at 7:20 a.m., sunset this evening 4:23 p.m., 9 hours and 3 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with light snow today and high temperatures around 30. More light snow this evening, tapering off overnight tonight with lows around 20. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with snow mixed with sleet and freezing rain today and highs in the lower 30s. Snow and sleet this evening, becoming partly cloudy overnight tonight with lows in the lower to mid 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with snow today and highs around 30. Light snow tapering off to snow showers overnight tonight with lows in the lower 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with snow, perhaps mixed with some sleet, freezing rain today, and highs in the lower 30s. Snow and sleet this evening becoming partly cloudy overnight tonight with lows in the lower 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with snow today and highs around 30. Light snow tapering off to a few snow showers this evening, then partly cloudy overnight tonight with lows in the lower 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, becoming windy with snow showers and heavier squalls in a few spots. Temperatures in the lower 30s, but falling the second half of the day. A mix of sun and clouds in the teens on Thursday, mostly sunny, lower 20s Friday, more sunshine, lower 30s Saturday, a mix of sun and clouds, upper 30s on Sunday, and partly sunny with highs close to 40 on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.